John 13, verse 21 to 30. I've already looked at this passage, but I return to it now to look this time at Judas. He is the principal figure here after Christ, of course. Jesus has told his disciples that one of those sitting there, one of his own disciples, the man he has chosen, who worked with him and worked for him, one of those men will betray him. And of course, it's Judas. And I want to speak on Judas for a few moments. Now, like with Saul of Tarsus, with his conversion, that's a dramatic episode. But there are abiding principles in the conversion of Saul of Tarsus at Damascus. And we have to come to those principles. The externals and the dramatic are not the essentials of Saul's conversion. The principles are. And it's the same here with Judas. The principles that are underlying Judas and his actions here abide with us all by nature. We're all unbelievers. Every one of you listening to me by nature is an unbeliever, unregenerate, dead in sins. And if we were left to ourselves, we would all have the traits of Judas. Now, his experience is dramatic, of course. His case is remarkable, it's unique. But nevertheless, there are certain principles here. And let me briefly set these out for you. I think there are three. The first thing I would say about Judas is this, that he was clearly warned. He was clearly warned, as they all were. But remember, we're talking about Judas. Judas was warned. Take verse 10 in this chapter. Jesus says to the disciples, and he's speaking to Peter in particular, but of course all of them are listening, "You are clean, though not every one of you." And then again in verse 18, "I am not referring to all of you. I know those whom I have chosen, but this is to fulfill the scripture. He who shares my bread has lifted up his heel against me." There are two warnings there. "I'm not referring to all of you." And then, "He who is eating bread with me, sharing my bread, sitting with me at this table, lying with me at this table, will lift up his heel against me." Verse 21 is explicit. Jesus was troubled in spirit and testified, "I tell you the truth, a solemn asseveration, one of you is going to betray me." And we read his disciples stared at one another, at a loss to know which of them he meant. But one man did know, and he's being clearly warned again here. The remarkable thing is, according to Matthew 26 and verse 25, Judas, the one who would betray him, said this to Christ, "Surely not I, Rabbi." Jesus answered, "Yes, it is you." Matthew 26 and verse 25. I say that Judas is clearly warned. But I'll go further. Judas clearly knows. I've just read Matthew 26:25. "Surely not I, Lord." "Yes, it is you. You are responsible." The NIV footnote says this. "You've said it yourself. Out of your own mouth you've condemned yourself." Judas knew. Christ had warned him. Verse 26 of our passage here, John 13. He'd been asked, Jesus had been asked, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It's the one to whom I will give this piece of bread when I have dipped it in the dish." Then, dipping the piece of bread, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, son of Simon. As soon as Judas took the bread, Satan entered into him. What you are about to do, do quickly, Jesus told him. But no one at the meal understood, and so on. Judas knew. He had been warned with the others, but it had come home particularly to him. Jesus gave him the piece of bread, telling him, "It's you. Out of your own mouth you have said it." Judas knew. By the way, we see here again the real humanity of our Lord Jesus Christ. Don't we all understand, verse 27, what you are about to do, do quickly, when you've got some very difficult appointment or experience to pass through, some worrying thing. You don't want delay, do you? You want it to come quickly. Here is the real humanity of Christ. I tried to speak upon that in the previous discourse. So Judas is warned, and Judas knows. And the third point I want to make is this. Yes, Satan enters into him. In verse 2 we'd had that. The devil had already prompted Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray Jesus. Yes, Satan is in it. In verse 27, as soon as Judas took the bread, Satan entered into him. Satan's got his hand in this pie. He's working in this. He's moving and stirring Judas to betray Christ. Yes, Satan is here. I have no doubt about it. But Judas is responsible. He is the man who went out and sold Christ for silver, gave him away, betrayed him. Judas is the man who is responsible. These three principles are very important principles. Unbeliever, they're true of every one of us by nature. But they're true of you now. And I speak this in love. They're true of you now. God in the gospel has warned us. He has warned you, my friend, that you are a sinner. And you need to be saved. If you say, "Well, I've never been warned," if you listen to me for any length of time, you've heard me warning you. But if not, then listen to the next few sentences. You, my friend, are a sinner. You're dead and ruined in sin. You're on the road to damnation, under the wrath and condemnation of God. But if you trust Christ, repent of your sins, the blood of Christ will wash you from all sin. But if you refuse Christ, you will perish in everlasting damnation and torment. I've tried to be explicit. That's the warning. But the next point was that Judas knew. You know you're a sinner, don't you? Romans 1:18 on tells me that all men know. That all men know there is a God that he must be served. The very suppressive, and I know you do. You know, my friend. I've come to you particularly, haven't I, by this means, and said to you, taking you by the hand, and I do it in love for your sake, warning you, telling you, unless you repent, you will perish. And the third point is this. If you will perish, although Satan has played his part, and although God is sovereign, and I know that, and I rejoice in God's sovereignty, nevertheless, you have refused Christ. You will not believe. We get this over and over again in Scripture. John 3, John 16, Hebrews 12. You refuse. You won't repent. You won't trust Christ. And you will bring your own damnation upon your head because you refuse Christ. So you're warned. You know. And you are responsible. Oh, don't perish. Don't perish. Heed the warning. Come to Christ now. Believe and be saved. And one last point, and it's a very solemn, a very sad point, a very searching point, but listen to it. Look at the last verse of my section, verse 30. As soon as Judas had taken the bread, he went out, and it was night. He went out. Out where? Out where? And it was night. You say that was literally so. So it was. But spiritually, it is so too. If you go from Christ, if you refuse him, you will go out. Out into everlasting torment and damnation. Everlasting night. Night in the soul. Night forever. Oh, I plead with you. Don't go that way. Heed the warning. Receive the offer. Trust Christ now. Turn to him. Believe and be saved. Learn from Judas. Yes, I said at the beginning of this discourse, the episode is dramatic, is unique, but the principles abide. You know, because you've been warned, God has spoken to you in the gospel. But now, you need not go out into night and darkness. Why not use the words of Peter when he spoke to Christ in John 6 and verse 68 to 69? To whom shall we go? To whom can we go? Where can we go? We won't leave you. Because you, Lord Jesus, have the words of everlasting life. And he has more than the words of everlasting life. He is everlasting life. And his blood can take away every sin. And his spirit will lead us and direct us. And one day we shall be, if we trust him, presented faultless before his Father with exceeding joy. And enter into everlasting bliss and light. I put it to you, my friend. Choose light, not darkness. And do so now.